Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Solana City Council was presented with Resolution 2023-019 designating a bathroom and shower trailer as surplus property and authorizing its donation to the Kenai Peninsula Homeless Coalition. In October of 2020, the City of Soldana purchased a portable restroom shower trailer to support improved hygiene at city parks and campgrounds during the COVID-19 pandemic. At the time, the city was operating under a December 30, 2020 deadline for the expenditure of all CARES Act funds, and public health guidance emphasized enhanced cleaning and disinfection, including washing hands and disinfecting services to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The trailer was purchased with $181,890.21 from the COVID-19 CARES Act Relief Special Revenue Fund. It includes two identical sides, both equipped with two toilets, a hand washing sink, and four individual shower stalls. In March of 2023, the city was approached by the Kenai Peninsula Homeless Coalition, a 501c3 organization with a mission to help individuals and families experiencing homelessness achieve stability, about the possibility of acquiring the shower trailer to enhance facilities for clients experiencing homelessness in the Central Peninsula area. Councilmember Dave Carey expressed his support.
I know there are many people who have worked very hard in terms of this type of issue and continue to. We're constantly looking for ways to help. This is a real way to make a definitive difference.
Councilmember Jordan Chilson agreed with the resolution, explained the trailer's origins.
We do have a longstanding history of supporting efforts to respond to homelessness on the peninsula, and this is just one of many things that we have available to us in doing so. Specifically, this resolution addresses a shower trailer that was purchased using federal funding that came through the COVID pandemic, and to my knowledge, that trailer has had minimal, if any, use since we purchased it. I believe it's just sitting in storage right now, and thanks to our city manager, became aware that there is an organization that is interested in putting this trailer to use for the benefit of those, I think, that are in most need in our community. And I think to have a resource like this that can make a very positive impact in people's lives that genuinely need that, and to essentially squander that resource, I find that kind of shameful. So I think it's really important that we take this step to put it to use for those that need it.
The resolution passed unanimously by the Solana City Council, which will donate the trailer to the Kenai Peninsula Homeless Coalition. February's job count was up 2.5% from February of 2022, an increase of 7,700 jobs. Nearly all industries recorded growth. Gains were largest in transportation, warehousing, utilities, up 2,300, leisure and hospitality, up 2,100, and professional and business services, up 700. Transportation, responsible for most of the growth in that sector, and leisure and hospitality sustained some of the biggest losses during the pandemic, but the transportation, warehousing, and utility sector is now above pre-pandemic job levels, and leisure and hospitality and professional and business services are close. The Kenai Peninsula Borough not seasonally adjusted unemployment rates dropped from 7.0 in January to 5.7 in February 2023. The only over-the-year job loss was in manufacturing, down 100 jobs, which in Alaska is mainly seafood processing and can vary considerably from year to year. Financial activities and state and federal government employment were flat over the year. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 3.8% in February, no change from January's revised rate, and the comparable U.S. rate was 3.6%, up from 3.4% in January. To view the complete details and information, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Find more news of the Kenai in Alaska on our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.